Welcome back to the Marketing Podcast, where we discuss marketing science, case studies that reveal successful marketing techniques, and strategic marketing analysis, where we model the data and turn it into financial forecasts so you have predictable revenue. I'm your host, Brandon White, and this is Marketing. Hello, friends. Welcome to the show. Today, we're talking about caffeine's effects on consumer spending. And I thought it would be pretty cool to talk about this study that was in the Journal of Marketing this year, 2022, that was one of the first studies that actually looked at if caffeine increases spending, or does caffeine, because of the state of arousal, make people more alert and more aware? And I think you're going to find what these researchers found to be pretty interesting, and it's applicable to your business and yourself. I couldn't help but read this and think, wow, I need to be more cognizant of some things when I'm drinking caffeine. And at the same time thinking, how can we use the findings to increase spending, whether that's in store or even online, which could really be around timing your marketing, however that email marketing or ads or whatever that is. And I think we overlook these things sometimes that can actually have a big impact. So let's dive into the study. A few of the things that they point out, which when they talk about it and you think about this in a second, when I tell you this, you're going to say, oh yeah, of course they do that. But you don't really notice it in this context. If you think about Target, always have a coffee shop. If you think about BMW or Mercedes or any of these high-end car dealers that you visit, they give away free coffee. I didn't realize this. Maybe I just overlooked it, but New Seasons Market grocery stores give away coffee, apparently. Trader Joe's give away coffee. I've never seen that in Trader Joe's, but for those of you who drink coffee, you probably know that if you visit there. Cumberland Farms, Home Depot, and then I mentioned some car dealers. Bookstores do the same thing. And if there's still some bookstores around, which I think there still are some Barnes and Nobles and Borders, at least in the United States. And you think about it, I thought it was just to be nice. But it turns out that maybe people knew more, although this is the first study that really targets it. There has been some other research around it that suggests it. So here's something interesting in the study when the researchers, and by the way, I will put the link to this study, which you can get for free if you want to read the whole thing. It's, I think, 17 pages in probably 8-point font. So you're going to get the highlights and the punchline and results and how you can use this study in this episode. But if you're interested in reading the full thing, you can download it and read it for yourself. When the researchers went out to participants and asked, do you think that drinking caffeine, whether that's through coffee, tea, or soda, which is actually how caffeine is generally consumed around the world in that order, did they think that caffeine would make them spend more, or because it made them more alert, that they would have more awareness? And 63.37% actually indicated that drinking coffee, caffeine, would have no impact on their study, no impact on their spending. And that's interesting because they also said that consuming coffee before a shopping trip would lead to more prudent shopping behavior. And you can sort of understand that. It's because you believe you're more alert. But as it turns out, it's not quite the case. Some statistics on caffeine, if you're not familiar, but I think it was really striking when I read this. About 85% of Americans consume at least one caffeinated beverage every day. Sort of incredible. And they do that through coffee, tea, and soda in that order. And around the world, coffee and soda are the primary sources of caffeine in North and Latin America, the Caribbean, and Europe. While Africa and Asia, caffeine intake primarily comes from tea and soda. So there are some interesting facts. And I talked about caffeine in depth in episode 385 on The Edge. I did a experiment on myself over several weeks, 4 weeks, of taking L-theanine and then caffeine in a specific order. If you're interested in how that turned out, which was a very positive effect for me and has continued to be positive, I encourage you to listen to that episode again. It's episode 385. just some high-level stuff as you're listening to this episode. Effectively, what caffeine does is releases dopamine in your brain and makes you more alert, and it blocks adenosine. And in that episode, and I know I keep mentioning it, but I went through this in detail about how caffeine works, why taking things in order are important, why timing your caffeine when you take it can be vital to your circadian rhythm and things like that. But it blocks adenosine. And when it does that, it throws off and tricks your body, which is okay to do in general. However, there's timing implications. So it's really releasing this dopamine and blocks adenosine, so you are more amped up. I mean, this is a stimulant drug. It is actually a real drug when you start to really break it down and think about what it does to you. So those are sort of how it works. What the researchers did is they did five, because they did some A-B studies, four studies within this main study to figure out if caffeine actually increased spending, decreased it, or how it worked out. So in study one, it was a field study. It was conducted at home at a home goods store, and it tested the hypothesis one, which is, does caffeine increase spending, and showed that drinking caffeinated versus decaffeinated coffee before a shopping trip led to an increased number of items purchased and higher spending. So exactly the opposite of what people thought when they surveyed him, or maybe you thought when we started out, because it does make sense in theory that you think you're more alert, you're more aware, so you have more control or more cognizance, or I don't know what the right word is, awareness of what's happening. But it turns out, at least in study one, four studies here, that it increased the number of items purchased and higher spending overall. In study two, they did a controlled experiment in a field setting at a department store, and again, tested the hypothesis and demonstrated that the main effect of caffeine on spending was the effect mediated by arousal. So basically, again, it increased spending and the number of items purchased. And then they did a field experiment for study three at another home goods store, and again tested the hypothesis and found that drinking caffeinated coffee versus decaffeinated coffee or water before shopping leads to a higher number of items purchased and higher spending. This is just like, that's a triple right there. It's a hat trick. And then finally in study four, which they did an A-B study, it examined this in controlled lab settings and demonstrated that although there's an overall main effect of caffeine intake on the number of items chosen, this effect is stronger for high hedonic products. So think of products that release a lot of dopamine, they're exciting. You can think about perfume, beauty products, luxury watches, sports cars, flowers, anything that is exciting and fun and pleasurable. So in that segment of products in the lab, it demonstrated that these high hedonic products, it had more of an effect. In general, the takeaway is, and it goes into several other pages, each one of these studies, which I'm not going to bore you with because I think you understand where this is going. And from the results of this study, indicate that when you drink caffeine, you spend more and you purchase more and you're more impulsive. How do we use this research in our business? Let's talk about that first. Well, if you have an in-person store, whatever that is, I'm thinking if you go into a tax place to meet your accountant and they give you coffee, well, maybe they're going to be easier for them to upsell you on some services. And the reason I bring up what might be seen as a boring business, service business, is because clearly if you do this in any other type of shop that has exciting products and things like that, and you give away complimentary coffee or tea or soda, that caffeine is going to have an effect on spending. Doesn't mean it absolutely will, because you have to, or the person, consumer, needs to be in a state, but it definitely weakens that barrier. If a person does have their guard up, it's going to weaken it. So in our business, we can give away coffee complimentary at all times, They do it in grocery stores too, which we talked about earlier in the episode, which makes sense because food's exciting. I don't know about you, but I get pretty excited. And when I go down some of the aisles, there's, I don't know that if it's impulsive, but it definitely reminds me of what it tastes like to eat a Dorito or something fun like that. And we tend to pick it up. I'm sure you've had that sort of feeling where you're just walking by. You're like, yeah, I'll take one of those. I don't know if I'm going to need it, but we're going to keep it in the pantry just in case. Well, you know, next time, think about the last time you had caffeine is and how that might have related. Maybe it's actually, my wife always says when she's away, I go to the store late at night, which is actually true. And now I'm thinking as a result of this study, well, maybe going to the store at night is better because I don't have any caffeine in my system versus the morning when you're jacked up and caffeine's lowered your barrier of being more impulsive or more aware. So as a retailer or as someone who sells in that sort of brick and mortar store, giving away caffeine in some form makes a lot of sense. As an online marketer, I was thinking, how would I use these results to increase spending and sales? And maybe the morning time is the best time to hit people up with offers. Maybe you're doing email marketing. Maybe that's the best time. I think there's some timing involved here. You want to let people get their caffeine. It probably takes 20 minutes to hit their bloodstream. Being technical here, but if we're going to reverse engineer some marketing, I think we need to think about this. So mid-morning is probably when people are at the height of their caffeine. And then probably around 1:30 if they've had some caffeine with their lunch. So you start to think about this and it starts to, I'm not saying it is the reason in your marketing that you would solely base your decision on timing. Because if someone's at work, 10 o'clock, maybe it's not the best time. But I do get emails at 10 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock. And sometimes I do click and I get off on this, I call it branch of distraction away from what I'm doing. So I think it's definitely a variable that you can think about on how you might at least use it in some capacity in your timing of marketing. Switching gears to a consumer, I think it's smart to think about and be cognizant of that when you take your caffeine, you're probably going to buy more and you're going to think you're not going to, but you are, and you're probably not going to be aware of it. So if that happens and you're listening, which you are, remember this episode and at least just ask yourself that question, do I really need that? Because there might be more at play than you actually think as it relates to your caffeine consumption. So that's it. This study was, again, in the Journal of Marketing here in 2022, Caffeine's Effects on Consumer Spending. There's many researchers here. I'm going to just do a quick shout out to them. We appreciate them. We'll put them in the show notes. You can download this. And if you enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe so you don't miss any more episodes just like this and others. And as importantly, thanks for listening. We'll catch up in the next episode. We'll see you soon.